Support for this public radio podcast comes from Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, shrm.org, and by KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
Another stimulus package?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. This morning, the House will consider the idea of giving people a few more weeks of unemployment benefits. Democrats want to include this in a second economic stimulus package. But others in Congress and at the White House are saying, whoa, hold on a second here. Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Supporters of extended benefits point to a rising unemployment rate. It hit 5.1% last month. Congressman Jim McDermott, a Democrat from Washington State, says people who are out of work need extra benefits now to pay the bills.
They have to spend it tomorrow for food and rent and clothes and gasoline.
McDermott says all that spending will stimulate the economy. But Alex Brill says it's not that simple. Brill is a research fellow at the American Enterprise Institute. He says unemployed people who have rainy day funds won't spend the money right away.
If you simply provide more money to everybody, you're not being efficient or effective.
A bill co-sponsored by McDermott would give everybody 13 more weeks of unemployment benefits. Brill says the benefits extension should be limited to states with high unemployment. All the debate could be moot, though. President Bush says he wants to see how the first economic stimulus package plays out before starting in on a second one. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.
Oil prices are still close to record territory this morning, near $114 a barrel. That's giving energy stocks some juice. The markets in Asia finished about 1% higher today. European shares are up close to 1% so far. The Dow is at 12,362 after gaining 60 points yesterday, 0.5%. The NASDAQ was up 10, and the S&P 500 climbed 6 points. Have you made any summer vacation plans yet? A lot of people haven't. Between the cost of gasoline and flying, airline dramas and economic downturns, there are many reasons to stay home and just watch the Travel Channel. Stacey Vanek Smith has more.
The travel industry is pulling out all the stops to warm up American wallets this summer.
Thank you for calling Circus Circus Las Vegas.
Circus Circus Casino is offering $50 gas cards to guests who book a three-night stay. In North Carolina, the CW Worth House in Wilmington will reimburse fuel receipts. And in Connecticut, you can get 10% off of your room if you take the train to the Wallingford Victorian Bed and Breakfast. These perks are a good investment, says Peter Yesowich, CEO of Y Partnership, a travel services marketing firm. He says Americans will travel this summer. They'll just probably trade a week in Paris for a week in Palm Springs.
People will continue to travel at roughly the same rate. It's just they'll be seeking far better values and be more aggressive shoppers than we have seen before.
Yesowich says nearly 30% of travelers have canceled a trip in the last 6 months because of financial concerns. As for gas prices, he predicts road trippers will just stick a little closer to home. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.
Here in Southern California, there's a famous Ferris wheel at the Santa Monica Pier. You've probably seen it in the movies or in person at some point. Now it can be yours. The Ferris wheel is going up for auction on eBay. Bids will start at $50,000, but you have to haul it away. And it's 9 stories tall and weighs 122,000 pounds. The pier will be getting a new Ferris wheel.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by America's Family Physicians, offering patient-centered care so employees can better manage their health and employers better manage their costs. AAFP.org/value. By Medtronic, working for healthcare access with Health Connect, a practical guide to community outreach. Available to patient groups at medtronic.com/community. And by Advanta. Advanta salutes small business, the brave ones, the risk takers, all those who chase a dream and make their own way.
We've heard a lot from the former chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Greenspan. He's been defending his record. Now the chairman before Greenspan is talking. But Paul Volcker isn't defending anything. he's criticizing the current Fed for its recent actions with Bear Stearns and other moves. Volcker says the Fed has exercised powers that are neither natural nor comfortable for a central bank. Commentator Robert Reich puts those words into context.
You probably learned in school the United States government has three branches. But actually, there's a fourth, in some ways more powerful than the other three. It's called the Fed, and it pretty much runs the American economy. Yes, Congress and the executive occasionally pass laws like the little stimulus package that's about to send you a few $100s and appropriate taxpayer money for other purposes. But the Fed can expose taxpayers to hundreds of billions of dollars of potential losses without a single appropriation hearing, as it did recently when it allowed Wall Street's major investment banks to exchange their tainted mortgage-backed securities for nice, clean loans from the Treasury. And the Fed can do amazing things, like decide one big bank, J.P. Morgan, is going to take over another, Bear Stearns, backed by $29 billion of taxpayer money. Even its ongoing decisions about interest rates affect us more than anything the other branches do. It's decided the threat of recession is bigger than inflation, so it's been lowering interest rates. This has made the dollar drop further, so you're paying more for gas and food. Can you imagine if Congress caused this to happen? 5 years ago, the Fed decided to make money so cheap, lenders shoved it out the door to anyone capable of standing up, which created the housing bubble to begin with. Now, we don't want partisan politics interfering in this fourth branch, but there has to be some way of making it more accountable. Most people don't even know where the Fed is located. It's on 20th Street and Constitution Avenue in Washington. And most have no idea who runs it. Besides the chair, now Ben Bernanke, sit six other members of the Board of Governors, each appointed for 14 years. Five regional bank presidents join them on the Open Market Committee. Who appoints the regional bank presidents? Well, if you don't know that, you ought to find out. These 12 people have more power over your daily life than your congressman, your senator, maybe even your president.
Robert Reich teaches public policy at the University of California, Berkeley. His latest book is called Super Capitalism. Feel free to share your thoughts with us online at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.